Okay, so these are some questions following Joseph McGonagall's paper on representations of childhood and violence during the Algerian War. My first question to you, Joseph, is a straightforward one, perhaps, or maybe more complex. What are some of the key themes in the way in which films represent Franco-Algerian relations?
Well, what a question, Natalia. That's not so straightforward. But I mean, some of the themes that Ed and I are looking at in our project at the moment are themes that include not only representation of violence per se within films set during the war, and obviously that's very important. I think a very interesting strand of our research could be actually looking at the representation of torture. Given that this is a prominent theme in very recent works, such as L'Ennemi Intime and La Trahison and Mon Colonel, but also looking at the aftermath of the war, the empirical consequences, obviously themes such as migration and diaspora are ones which continually resonate through films and since the end, since 62. Within a course that I teach at Manchester, one of the films that we've looked at in the past is Tony Gatliffe's Exil, and that's an interesting sort of counter-example of many of the kind of common themes that have been looked at within Franco-Algerian films, i.e. the return, entre guillemets, of Pieds Noirs descendants to Algeria and what kind of effects that engenders, and I think one of the sort of themes that is growing in importance now, and certainly interests me, is the idea of the transnational, of this diasporic movement across the Mediterranean, and how this is being understood, and also how it's being understood as not just a one-way process.
And this is a question, really, for lecturers, and I know you have a lot of experience of this. What are some of the advantages and the pitfalls of using film as a tool to help students understand contemporary sort of Franco-Algerian relations, or even historical ones?
Again, that's an excellent question, Natalia. If only I had more time to answer that. You probably should ask my students that question, actually, rather than me. But I do teach a final year course at Manchester on France and Algeria in film, video, and photography. And so this is the kind of question that we have to grapple with every year when we teach the course. I think that in many ways, I mean, you said film, so I'll focus on film. I think that the popularity amongst undergraduates, particularly of film courses, is beyond debate. It's what all our students want to study, for better or for worse, and clearly for students today, film will bring certain subjects alive to them in a way that literature doesn't. Now, that may be because before coming to university, they haven't had much experience of non-filmic media, let's say, and that their cultural references are film first and foremost rather than literature, and that's fair enough. But what I and my colleagues who teach film try to do is to always problematise the notion that studying film is straightforward, because it's not. and so I suppose we deliberately set out to complicate the study of film, and make them see that things aren't perhaps as straightforward as they imagined. But if a lot of the skills involved in analysing film are the same as you analyse in literature, of course, it's just that we're just analysing a different medium, if you're focusing on the visual. And just to kind of come back to the kind of rest of the question proper, there is a risk in focusing solely on visual material, like I do, of potentially belittling events, of not analysing them in their kind of complete historical context, and so on. I mean, through the way I teach this particular course in question, you know, the lectures provide the historical detail for students, but at the end of the day, they're being, for this course that I teach, they're being examined on how representations present reality and construct reality, and it's about what work the visual texts are doing. It's not about whether La Bataille d'Alger, for instance, presents a correct version of that period. It's more about what the texts do themselves, and that's really what I want them to analyse.
And I mean, just sort of following on from that, do you think sort of students are able to make that distinction?
Well, some do, yes. I mean, some can. I mean, it would be, I mean, personally, I would, teaching a course which focuses on the visual, I would see it, I mean, it would kind of be a little bit unfair of me to say to them, well, how authentic is the Battle of Algiers? How authentic was Pipi Le Moucou, as an example of French colonialism? Because, and you know, that would be a very interesting essay to write and project to do, but it would, that then would be entering very much into history, of course, and I'm not an historian. I'm someone that analyses visual culture and cultural artifacts, and that's what really interests me, that kind of close analysis of text, but at the same time not ignoring, of course, the historical context, because context is everything. And you know, as soon as you start divorcing a text from its context, you know, frankly, you're in trouble. And you know, not that there's a right answer or a wrong answer, but you're probably likely to jump to unhelpful conclusions if you don't bear in mind the context. And so, yes, if students don't situate texts, you know, in an appropriate way historically and culturally, they're likely to misread them in a unproductive and unhelpful way.
So I suppose it's that delicate balance between contextualisation and avoiding sort of over-interpretation, sort of attaching political and politicised meanings to cultural and aesthetic products.
Well, that's a good question, because that was something which came up in the discussion. And if we want to relate this to some of the ideas that undergraduates have discussed in the past within my course and that I've discussed with them, there is a balance to be struck there. Sometimes people will respond to text, to films, say, and focus on very small details and use those as evidence for an argument that they've thought of, an argument which other people might find unconvincing because, as you say, it seems to, inverted commas, read too much into things, to over politicise them. And this is possible, of course. On the other hand, though, as someone who analyses visual culture, over politicisation is an interesting term, and I think that we've always got to look at what the texts are doing and what the politics are behind them. We can't say that a text stands outside the politics of representation, obviously, but the extent to which it engages with those politics is probably what's most interesting. And so, I mean, that question is something which always comes up time and again. I think it's something which students particularly grapple with. Am I reading too much into this? And it's not really about, for me anyway, my limited experience as a young, he says, hopefully, lecturer, it's not about reading too much into it. It's about creating, about being, making perceptive comments and constructing a convincing argument. If the argument is convincing, then you're probably not reading too much into it. You've probably latched onto something really interesting and insightful.
Absolutely. And just finally, your three sort of key films, old or new, that you think are sort of helpful in understanding sort of representations of Franco-Algerian relations.
Only three. Very miserly, Natalia, with me. I could think of five off the top of my head. But I suppose I'd have to include some of the texts that I teach on my final year course at Manchester, and I'm going to choose three texts that are taken from different periods of that relationship, just to give a kind of a flavour of a kind of broad cross section. So the first one I would choose, of course, is Pipi Le Moko by Julien de Vivier from 1937, because it's set in the Casbah. It's got Jean Gabin, iconic, you know, French actor, holed up in the Casbah, all powerful, but he can't escape from the Casbah. And it's very interesting how the film engages with ideas about colonialism and also about Orientalism. The second film is not by a French director, but by an Italian director, Pontecorvo's La Bataille d'Alger, The Battle of Algiers. So much has been written about this film, quite rightly. It's a historical film, it's a documentary film, it's a political film, it's neorealist. It's a fascinating study of a particular time, and I think that it's the fact that, you know, it was much cited that it was played in the Pentagon during the Second Iraq War in order to, if it's come as, teach generals about, you know, in insurgency attacks. You know, it's a film which still speaks to us today. The final film I would choose is quite difficult, but I suppose, given that I've just talked about it, I'd probably choose Caché, again by not by a French director, by an Austrian director, Michael Haneke. But again, it stars two iconic French actors, Juliette Binoche and Daniel Auteuil. There's so many layers to that film, and it's asking extremely challenging questions about guilt and responsibility in the post-colonial era. And I think that it's something which I think students would find particularly enlightening.
Thank you very much. I'm certainly very enlightened.